Uncle Tino by Jane Devitt Va'afusuanga. The twins could hear Uncle Tino honking his car horn as he drove away from school and down the road. "He's so embarrassing," said Jonas, looking around to see if anyone was staring at them.
"I know," moaned Jessie.
"Let's ask Mum if we can walk to school from now on," Jonas suggested. "We can say we want to get more exercise."
Jessie nodded.
"Okay, we'll ask Mum tonight, but don't tell her the real reason we want to walk. She'll only remind us again that Uncle Tino has just arrived from Samoa. Everyone honks their car horns there."
While the twins were doing their homework that evening, and Mum was emptying their school bags, they asked about walking to school.
"It'll keep us fit," explained Jessie.
"Yeah," said Jonas, "and we'll stay together so we'll be safe."
"Okay," said Mum. "I'll tell Tino, but I'm sure he'll be disappointed." She pulled a piece of paper out of Jessie's school bag.
"What's this notice about?" she asked.
"Something about culture groups," said Jessie.
"Culture groups?" asked Uncle Tino, walking into the room.
"Yes," said Mum, reading the notice.
"The school needs helpers for the Samoan group."
"You could do that, Tino."
"Sure," Uncle Tino said.
Jonas and Jessie looked at each other, but they didn't say anything. On Friday afternoon at Culture Group, the twins' teacher, Mrs. Falefa, led the group as usual, and Uncle Tino played his guitar. He seemed to know all the songs, and the kids sang extra loudly.
"Fa'afetai lava, Tino," said Mrs. Falefa after the practice.
"Our songs sounded so much better with your guitar. The kids' singing was the best I've ever heard."
Uncle Tino smiled.
"I'm glad to help, Mrs. Falefa," he said. "I'll bring my pate next week so I can play for the sa-sa."
Mrs. Falefa began holding a practice every day for the school's end-of-year concert. Uncle Tino taught the boys a slap dance. All the kids cheered when Uncle Tino danced, even Jonas and Jessie. Everyone at school knew him by now. He still honked the car horn at least 10 times when he drove out of the school car park. And he'd yell out to all the kids he passed on the road.
"Your uncle's cool," said Jonas's friend Afa.
"I wish I could dance like him."
"I wish my dad could play the guitar like your Uncle Tino," Grace said to Jessie. The night of the concert finally arrived. Jonas and Jessie went to the concert with Mum and Dad.
"I'll meet you there," said Uncle Tino.
Jonas and Jessie changed into their costumes with all the other kids. Everyone was ready, and the concert was about to start, but Uncle Tino still hadn't arrived. Jessie started to get worried. Suddenly, a car pulled up in the car park with the horn honking loudly. It was Uncle Tino, and he had someone with him.
"Uncle Tino is here!" shouted all the kids.
Mrs. Falefa quickly lined the culture group up and led them onto the stage. Uncle Tino played his guitar, and everyone performed their hearts out. The audience clapped and cheered. Then Uncle Tino disappeared. The principal stood up and spoke to the audience.
"Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys," he announced, "we have a special treat for you tonight, but you'll all have to follow me outside."
Jonas and Jessie looked at each other in surprise. Everyone in the hall followed the principal out onto the netball courts. Uncle Tino's friend started to play the pate. Suddenly, Uncle Tino ran onto the court. He was wearing a lava lava, and his body was shiny with oil. He was carrying a long stick, and it was on fire. Uncle Tino shouted some words in Samoan and started to dance. The drumbeat got louder and faster as Uncle Tino spun his fire stick and danced, his arms and legs moving in time to the music. Jonas and Jesse looked at each other in disbelief. "I didn't know Uncle Tino was a fire dancer," said Jonas. "Me neither," said Jesse. Suddenly, Uncle Tino's performance was over. He put out the fire in a special box filled with sand. The twins clapped and cheered with everyone else. "Will you drive us to school tomorrow, Uncle?" asked Jonas. "Please," begged Jesse. Then they both flung their arms around Uncle Tino. He was hot and sweaty and smelled of kerosene. But they didn't care. Uncle Tino hugged them back. "Of course I will," he said. Glossary. Fa'afetai lava. Thank you. Lava lava. A wraparound garment. Pate. A wooden slit drum. Sa sa. A traditional Samoan dance that depicts everyday activities.